Earth evening.
Hello.
This is Big Papa, and you're listening to Cheater and the Rude here on Progressive Radio Network.
Yeah. You didn't know I was on with you, did you?
I kind of, you know what, I can always sense when you're near.
Oh, well, that's adorable. I'm Jeff Chrysler, also part of Cheater and the Rude on whatever you just did. Did you just, like, growl at the end of Progressive Radio Network?
Progressive Radio Network!
Are you feeling sassy today? Are you, can I tell everybody where you are, what you're in?
I'm in traffic at the Holland Tunnel. It's delightful.
Yeah, that is symbolic of traffic.
I am right next to right now. I'm right next to the Trump Soho. If you want to get all symbolic,
I don't want to get all symbolic. Wait, so you're leaving Manhattan?
I am leaving Manhattan.
Oh, what a dick! You could have picked me up. I'm right near you.
Oh,
I'm right near
right.
The Holland Tunnel. That's a really dick
move. That's true. Why, get on your cell and walk towards me. You'll probably be there before I get to the Holland Tunnel.
No, that's okay. I prefer to just wallow in our poor communications. Just like America, they have decided that we have to say something like that every couple minutes to justify whatever
that's
we're
right.
talking about.
On the Progressive Radio Network, we have an app. Did you hear that?
We do? Yeah, we recorded that like a long time ago, like with the Godzilla thing, right?
No. We have an app. Progressive Radio Network has an app.
Oh, an app. Yeah, I think I saw that. It's the greatest app in the world, and everyone listening should definitely download it.
You can download it, and then you can listen to our archives on the Progressive Radio Network.
I'm going to make you keep heightening this until you explode.
This is the way I get out my aggression. I had a flip-off battle with somebody earlier today, and that was fun.
In the car or in person?
In the car. I mean, I found so many things that I could do with my middle finger. It was really amazing.
Oh, I did that to a bus driver when I was in San Francisco a little while ago. I did a little dance. I used to do that to girls, little finger dance, like a little robot. I have stuff I'm working out.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? What would you do to girls with your finger? I mean,
flip them off. I wouldn't touch anyone. That's wrong. I'm not allowed to touch anyone. My mom said it was bad. I would just give them the finger in creative ways.
Touch your mom with your finger? What is going on here?
I'm thrown off. Left is right. Up is down. Justice Roberts voted to uphold health care. What is the world coming to? Cats and dogs repeating.
What happened?
I don't know.
How could Roberts do that? You know, every conservative right now has got to feel as if they just got fucked in the ass by John Roberts.
Or John Paul Stevens, which was also, it was a Nixon appointee who turned it around. And Sandra Day O'Connor was a Reagan appointee who wasn't as liberal as she could have been, but she was.
But we're talking crazy contemporary conservatives who want, you know, everything right. modeled on the Scalia model.
God, he is such a... I think maybe Roberts really wanted a 6-3 decision so they could totally isolate those douche nozzles. I give him credit for not buying into the Scalia court. I mean, that's basically, it was the Scalia court for the last little bit. He grew a little
oh, yeah.
bit of a pair. You know, it is kind of amazing to see the reactions. I'm sure most of our listeners have followed a lot ago, but like Rand Paul and Michelle Bachmann both basically said, just because the Supreme Court said it's constitutional doesn't mean it's constitutional.
Right. Having a basic sort of. Understanding of physics is not a requirement for being in the U.S. Congress.
Right. Nor is the basic understanding that physics isn't what we're talking about, Lee. What are you, nuts? There's no equal and opposite reaction, or is there? Maybe you're a genius, and you're realizing that the tiny vote of one person, because of the ramifications, will cause the rising temperature within two crazy people to explode. Mike Pence compared it to 9/11.
Are you kidding? Really? I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he said it's like 9/11. It was like a closed-door meeting, but he said it was 9/11. I'm sure you saw all the Rush stuff. Somebody else did something. Glenn Beck said it proves that George W. Bush is a progressive.
Wow. Has anybody called for Robert's impeachment yet?
I don't think anybody vaguely mainstream, and I'm including Michelle Bachmann and Rand Paul in my definition of mainstream.
Oh, okay.
I think they're just set. I mean, they're activist judges now again. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, you know what I'm most sad about? Can I tell you?
What?
I am most sad that Scalia didn't write a dissent, because I would have loved to have seen a dissent that used the word motherfucker repeatedly.
Yeah. You just would have gone off into deep Italian. Like, it would just have been a picture of him, like, shaking his two fingers back and forth, like, with his wrist, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing it right now, but you can't
say. Hey!
Hey, no, Papa, and Alito and Clarence Thomas behind him making out.
Well, it would have been, you know, Clarence Thomas is so attached to Antonin Scalia's ass, he may as well be a turd that just hangs there and doesn't drop.
No, I actually think there's something, it's some ridiculous amount, I think maybe 1% of the time he's voted different than Scalia.
And only when only when he has a chance to be more cruel. Did you see his? He wrote an addendum to the dissent. It was it was 2 pages.
He was my wife is never going to talk to me again.
Oh yeah, that could pretty much be it. It was 2 pages of him saying yeah, you know, all that and fuck you again is really all that his dissent said. Because really, he has nothing else to say.
What were your... speaking of, I just remembered one of my favorite little wasting my time lines today was, I would not want to be Ginny Thomas's Coke can right now.
You know what? One of my favorite things I read on the Twitter machine was somebody said...
Read or wrote?
Huh?
You read it or wrote it? I didn't hear what you said.
I read it. Okay. But I forgot who it was, and I can't credit them. I apologize. However, I am not stealing the joke because...
They're not listening. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You are not stealing. You're a good person. As someone who recently... I'll tell you my joke fest story recently, but go on. Tell me what this tweet was.
It just said that John Roberts is wearing a T-shirt that says, I'm with stupid, with an arrow pointing at Scalia.
That's delightful. Was it a picture, or was it just describing it?
It was just describing it. It was just saying that. Mostly what I did today was curse Anthony Kennedy.
He's turned into a real dick.
Oh, he's a total douche nozzle. I mean, I don't understand how anybody could have believed in him as a swing vote. And you know, what I want to know is, does this decision bode well for the future of the Roberts Court? Are we seeing a shift? Did John Roberts all of a sudden decide, you know what, I don't want to be a crazy motherfucker. I actually want to maybe make the nation progress.
Well, I don't know that I go so far. I mean, I've been talking a lot about this or thinking about this today. Like, I don't know that I go so far to say that he's now a progressive or that
he's... No, I wouldn't do that.
But I think he is trying to be grounded in law. Like, you know, he said in his confirmation hearings he is going to be an umpire calling balls and strikes. Whether or not he'll go to that, I don't know, but like... This decision, I mean, the fact that so many of these Supreme Court cases, like, they have their conclusion before the evidence, you know, they fit the law into what they want the result to be. And he seems to really be applying the law as a judge is supposed to, but, like, doing constitutional analysis. I mean, by all rights, I mean, frankly, the Commerce Clause should have covered it, not his, like, tax analysis, but regardless, like, this was a constitutionally derived, you know, written law, but because of ideological and partisan and results-based belief, it became close. So I think he's going to apply the law.
Well,
I was saying, obviously, he's going to have his ideological bias, and this case is going to give him cover to do a lot of shitty things for the next couple of years at the court. you know what I mean? Like, it's going to take the heat off a little bit. But I think he had some view about it. I mean, he's, what, 50-something years old, and this is the Roberts Court. He's reclaimed it. It's not the Kennedy Court anymore. It's not the Scalia
right.
Court. And, you know, he has sort of breathed a little, you know, by doing what he obviously disagreed with politically, and he said as much in the case, he gives it a little bit of legitimacy again. That the legitimacy that Scalia et al. Have done their best to take away.
But you see, two things here. One is, by doing that, and this is to the real chagrin of Scalia and Scalia-like conservatives in and out of the court, he gave legitimacy to the presidency of Barack Obama, which essentially Scalia tried to delegitimize in his dissent on the Arizona decision earlier, when mm-hmm. Scalia went directly at Obama's announcement on young illegal immigrants. And
Right. Two,
did you want to say anything about that?
No, I was just saying yep.
And two, I don't want Democrats off the hook here, because I think Democrats totally punked out, because if they'd have just called it a tax, which it is, it's a tax. If they'd have called it a tax, there would have been no grounds for the Supreme Court to even consider the case.
Right. But they figured that their use of some, I mean, that's what sort of happened, is that the world of semantics and lies and spin has perpetrated up and down so many aspects of our public life, you know, from candidates making blatant lies that aren't fact-checked because there's no, you know, neutral bias, that neutral organization everyone believes, to this. Like, yeah, they did a little spin on what they called it for political reasons, but they figured any time, any court that's going to actually look at it and supposedly be above political spin would recognize what it is. So they didn't call it a tax. Now, yeah, they could have come out and said what it was, but they did it for political reasons. But we've become in such a world that, like, people are willing to believe anything they hear, even, you know, obviously a couple federal courts that ruled it unconstitutional and four other justices, that it's just, I don't know. Were you watching either of the networks, CNN or Fox?
I was watching CNN and had SCOTUS blog up on my computer at the same time. So while CNN is there doing its wrong announcement of saying that it was struck, that the individual mandate was struck down, and poor John King starts launching into analysis of what it means that the individual mandate struck down, there's SCOTUS blog saying individual mandate is held as constitutional, and it was an amazing train wreck to watch CNN, because he just wanted to wave at John King and say, somebody talk in that man's ear and tell him that he's analyzing the wrong thing.
Yeah. Well, it was a fun little day. I think it was a fun emotional exercise for everyone. I think, you know, maybe in the grand picture, it was a cosmically intentional for everyone to feel, at least for an instant, what the other side felt before they went to their permanent state of elation or depression. And
did
by the
watch,
way,
did you watch Fox at all?
I did watch it for a little bit, and I was about to say, my impression from them was, at least when the Democrats lose something like Wisconsin or whatever, you know, they have the humanity and the decency to be all bummed out for a while before they start spinning it and saying how it's good for them. The Fox News and the right just goes straight to either denial or, like, refrain, like, fuck you, we won. I mean, so what are the five stages of depression?
What they did was they clung to that narrow defeat on the Medicaid expansion as if that was really, that was the important thing today, was that states can opt out of having Medicaid expanded and not lose funding for other, for Medicaid, their current patients on Medicaid.
Yep, hang your hat on whatever you can, I guess.
And then, you know, then they were trying to expand that out. And Judge Andrew Napolitano, what is it with Italian judges? I don't get it. Italian judges just seem completely batshit insane.
Because they want to show their mom how strong they are.
We just got to keep making the gestures with two fingers.
Oh, I liked my terrible stereotype better than yours.
Really? What was your terrible stereotype?
That they're trying to prove to their mom how strong they are.
That's the Jewish judges.
No. Italians and Jews are all the same.
You know what? As an Italian Jew, I can tell you, the amount of guilt that weighs on my shoulders is just extraordinary.
So were you in the middle of something?
I've disappointed everybody.
Well, I'm disappointed in everybody. So together, you know, maybe we could hang out and be like a disappointing thing.
Yeah, well, apparently I could have picked you up. But anyway, there was...
You should have picked me up. I'm all alone this evening after we're done with this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I go to a movie, I go to a strip club and watch John Boehner cry for $20.
That's really sort of the best part of this, is knowing that John Boehner is just crying.
Yeah.
So... But anyway, Andrew Napolitano, Judge Andrew Napolitano on Fox, just all he does is he takes the Medicaid thing and just runs with it, saying what this really means is that the states can actually ignore the entire law, and they don't even have to set up anything because there can't be any penalties for the states if they decide not to set up exchanges. And I thought, that's not really what the decision said.
Yeah, and that wasn't what you were going for. You want? I mean, it's a spin. Look, everybody spins. I mean, when Wisconsin was lost, we spun it into how it's going to galvanize the left and blah blah blah. But it's just so much dirtier on the right side.
Galvanization takes a whole lot of energy, and honestly, we don't have it anymore. I can only galvanize twice a day now, and that's just a sign of age, and probably general lack of enthusiasm. Maybe I need a little more vitamin D, perhaps. I don't know. Probably need to eat better, and maybe I can galvanize a few more times a day.
Jesus, is every show going to do an FDR thing?
It's going to be a what?
FDR, you know, FDR, when he threatened to pack the court, it was a Justice Roberts then who switched his vote, the switch in time that saves nine. Isn't that ironic? Don't you think?
we just shared Milanus moment. I know. I feel really, really, really wimpy right now.
Did you say really wimpy? Maybe you should galvanize. Maybe you should galvanize a little more. I saw what you
said. Hey, you knew what I was talking about.
So, you know what? Is anything else happening in the world? I'm sure there is,
no.
Right?
Eric Holder held in contempt by Congress.
Yeah, how petty does that seem today?
I know.
It already was petty, but it just is like, ugh. That's my analysis, by the way. It's like, ugh.
I think all analysis at this point of all politics just be like, ugh. Every time I hear Mitt Romney speak, that's all I can think is, ugh.
Yeah, I made myself watch his response today just to see how awesome it was.
Yes, to hear him actually have to say, I think that I really fucked up when I did the exact same thing in Massachusetts, but it's great for Massachusetts, and I'm glad I did it. But, man, Obama, man, he sucks.
Yeah. I just heard him fucking lie. I mean, it's like, why the, you know... The lies. And the Koch brothers have announced they're going to spend $9 million to continue advertising against this. Like,
well,
that is the one thing that'll be the one thing to be curious is, like, I think that the, let's call them swing voters, for lack of a better word, but the people that aren't political junkies but are interested in politics, you know, they will vote, they're okay. This is the last word. Like, I really think they're just tired. This has been fought over basically for Obama's entire presidency. It's a year and a half to pass it. Now the last year, like, let's we're done. Let's move on. Now, is the right going to keep running against Obamacare? I mean, are they going to dig their grave? Because no one, I mean, they are just proving to be beyond do-nothingers. And, you know, not everybody gets their popular stuff.
I think they need to create a monster movie with, like, you know, or some kind of you know, serial killer movie, like Obamacare. You're going to show up and rape your babies and eat your grandmother. Obamacare.
Wasn't that what Citizen United was?
Huh?
Wait, that'd be a great time. That'd be a great time to get our friend from Tokyo, if Giselle is there, to make an appearance when you're doing your Obamacare movie thing. So I'll just keep talking while we'll see if he gets that. Giselle.
It's Godzilla.
Like Godzilla is Japanese for Obamacare.
Obamacare will get you. Obamacare will get children.
You're very yelly today. I think you need to go galvanize yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I'm galvanizing right now.
Holy, it's gonna be okay. Are you upset because now there's been all the victories you could want as a politically minded person? You've got Obamacare, and then yesterday, did you see there was a poll from National Geographic that 65% of Americans would think that Obama would do a better job than Mitt Romney if we were attacked by outer space aliens?
Wow. But not as good a job if we're attacked by an illegal alien.
No, he'd give them all our jobs.
That's right. That's right. Maybe that's what he would do with space aliens.
He would, but they can do the job of 1.5 humans.
Ooh.
I
got to tell you, you know, want to know what's really bastardy of me right now? I am actually, like, driving one block from your home.
You're a dick. Except I don't live on that side of the Hudson. We can't let people know. We got stalkers, Lee. We can't let them know where
I am. Oh, that's true. No. I'm somewhere in Brooklyn. I was doing the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
You're a dick. It's all right. I have my bike at the train station, so that doesn't do me any good because it's a hot day. I want to ride my bike. Huh?
In case fans try to stalk you, you can get away on your bike.
I have had, you know, it's a sign of, I think, a comedy. I've had a couple of stalkers.
Hey, baby. Sorry. I was just riding by your place.
Hmm. That's great. They're not there.
Oh, okay.
I have had a couple people sort of stalk me. I mean, I've had creepy fans show up at gigs that I just didn't expect because it was on my list, and I've had people that they sat with tell me that I really need to stop telling them about my gigs.
Wow. Hey, what happened? So what was your Joke Fest story? Since now we've moved on to, as usual, the segment of the show where we talk about Jeff's career.
Wait, what was my what?
You said you had some joke story, joke fest or something story, like somebody accused you of stealing a joke or something?
Oh, no, why did it come up earlier? I remember what my story was, but I don't remember why it came up.
I was giving credit to somebody for a joke that I did not write.
Oh, right. Somebody, you know how I do stuff for the Final Edition Radio Hour, which is on after this show, and it's on every Thursday at 8:30. Somebody submitted a joke or a headline or something to us, and it was pretty good. So I went, and checked out who this guy was, and he had a video online, and it was sad and infuriating because it was a video of him doing stand-up, and he would do one or two jokes that were clearly his because they were terrible, and then he'd do one or two jokes that I recognized, some specifically the act, but they were all really well-known bits, but not in Walla Walla, Washington, or whatever the fuck he was. He did someone else's bits with the cadence and delivery and everything, got big laughs, and he'd go back to his terrible jokes, and he was just stealing other people's jokes, which is, I mean, in all arts a no-no, but in stand-up, which has been my art, is a huge no-no, and it's just, ow. I don't know if there was a story, a point to all that, as much as I just saw that yesterday and was very annoyed. Because there are people out there right now probably writing down everything we're saying, and they're going to put it on a radio show somewhere for their 100,000 listeners. You know, we're up to 100,000 listeners.
Are we up to 100,000 listeners? Is that just the people on the app? From the Gold Coast Radio Network.
I don't even understand the words you're saying when you yell like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it from an app? From the Progressive Radio Network.
That's better. It is, actually.
100,000 downloads of the app just to listen to us?
Yeah. In fact, what happened is they actually are removing it from their phone at 8:31. Actually, they're removing it at 9 because they also listen to the final edition radio hour every Thursday at 8:30 on Forever. They remove it, and then they buy it again the next day. It's like a $75 app.
Wow.
Does the app actually cost anything?
I honestly hope not.
We are company men through and through, and by company I mean the anti-company company. I would pay for an app of some PRN. I think it's worth a lot.
Sure, what he said.
Right. So, we got a few minutes here. Tell me just how you're feeling. Tell me what's going on. Obviously, you've got a little traffic frustration.
Well, I'm out of traffic now. I'm good. I've had a delightful day, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my work is done.
Yes, I would like to recommend it. Can I make a movie recommendation?
Yeah, I actually might go see a movie tonight, so I'd love to hear your recommendation.
Well, if you're going to go see like a regular movie, Moonrise Kingdom is a damn fine movie. But I got to tell you, there's a movie that just came out that it's only in New York and L.A. now, but I happen to get to see it.
What a douche you sound like.
Thank you.
Go on.
I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. It's the movie Beasts of the Southern Wild, which is sort of an allegory of post-Katrina Louisiana. And just an incredible film. And moved me and just blew me away. So
congrats.
It's
pretty cool.
Since you live in New York, you could do that.
Well, where's it playing? Probably like the Angelica or something like that.
Like a Landmark. So, I think what's sad is if we were in the PRN studio, it's playing in Lincoln Center.
God, there is so many missed opportunities tonight. I think that is symbolic of America. We're a great land, but we get bogged down in litigating our achievements instead of celebrating them. When we move forward, we shouldn't try to move backward. We should try to adjust the path and the direction of our progress. Bring in the music. I'm finishing it up. And I believe that this country is a tree growing in Brooklyn, which is where I live, if you want to stalk me, and that tomorrow is the day before the day after. My name is Jeff Chrysler. You can find me at jeffchrysler.com.
My name is Steve Hoffa, and you can find me at Rude Pundit or rudepundit.blogspot.com.
And I feel like we should go out of here on a high note, so let me just say, every Thursday at 8 o'clock on the Progressive Radio Network.